Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has joined with other donor nations to significantly increase humanitarian assistance to the people of South Sudan. The United States is committed to meeting the immediate needs of those affected by the conflict, including more than 1.3 million people who are displaced, as we work to end the conflict and the devastating toll that it has taken. More than 50 nations gathered in Oslo, Norway on May 19th and 20th and pledged more than $618 million in additional humanitarian aid to help those displaced inside South Sudan, as well as those who have fled to neighboring countries. Of the total, the U.S. is contributing $290.6 million. The new U.S. funds will support a variety of humanitarian aid efforts, including ramping up the distribution of food items and specialty nutrition supplements for children suffering from malnutrition, and to address a looming famine. This new assistance will also address chronic food insecurity by providing seeds, tools, and agricultural training to help South Sudanese farmers restart their livelihoods. On the health front, the new U.S. assistance will help prevent the spread of disease by providing safe drinking water, latrines, and training on safe hygiene practices. Emergency health services will be expanded, both in South Sudan and in neighboring countries that are hosting refugees from the conflict. Construction of camps and nutrition programs will be aided in those nations as well. That said, the new U.S. assistance, and that of our international partners, can only be effective if the parties to the conflict stop their fighting and remove all obstacles to the delivery of this life-saving effort. It is crucial that both sides implement the May 9th agreement to end the violence and allow immediate, full, and unconditional access to the United Nations and humanitarian organizations to reach those in need.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.